You're looking for me, aren't you? You heard I'd be here tonight. I see you from across the room. You keep glancing over at me. You can't help yourself, can you? Staring at such a rare beauty. You could swear you could see the sparkle of my blue eyes from across the dark room. You want to come over to me, don't you? You want a better view, the way my red dress hugs my curves. To see the exact shade of lipstick staining my wine glass. And maybe even catch a whiff of my perfume. You want to come over, but you're shy. You're hoping I make the first move, aren't you? I mean, what would it look like if a man as reserved as you came over to talk to the sexy girl in the red dress who's the life of the party? You know all eyes would be on you. People wondering what you could possibly have to say to me. Wondering how big of an age gap we had. And of course, wondering if your wife knew you were out this late. But if I were to come up and start talking to you, you'd have no control of that, would you? I could just sit with you, sipping wine. My charm making you smile so easily. And tell you how refreshing it was and how much I enjoy the company of a true gentleman. And then pout when you looked at your watch and said how it's getting late and that you should go home. Would it worry you to think if you left, who might take your place? The whole time I'd be sitting with you, you'd be able to see all the glances in our direction. All the men just wanting so badly to be in your place. If you got up and left right then, someone else would happily take your spot. Just think, it would be so easy for us to leave together, get a hotel room, and of course, you'd spare no expense on a room. The beautiful view of the city. Just the thought of undressing me and making love to me with all the curtains drawn. The entire city could watch you take me. Does that make you a shift in your seat? Thinking about my naked body against yours. Well, what's stopping you? What's keeping you from letting your fantasy become a reality?